Yeah, absolutely. Pretty much the conservative values and the movement of the right really started with Charlie Kirk and with his values and his movement throughout my campus. I had the pleasure of actually meeting him at UW-Madison. He came and did a tour there, and I got to hear him speak and talk about the values that the conservative movement provides. And I think that was so influential to me, the ideas of economical freedoms and the idea of God first, and the people that we can centralize our state and our country around the idea of the ability to work hard for the money you get. And I think that's a huge thing that really drew me into the right.
Yeah, totally. So we're in a new election season, right? And we got to vote, us young people. So what problems do you think you're facing as a young person? What are you hearing from your friends about what their concerns are and what their issues they're looking for in politicians?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a really big one is the economical problem. I think that inflation and certain costs have gotten so dramatically high that it's becoming difficult out of college to even own a home, and to pay off that student debt that a lot of people are running into, hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt that they're paying off throughout the rest of their lives. And I think that the conservative movement is providing a way to think that economical solutions are possible, and that they're moving into the correct direction, that there is a solution and we are trying to move forward to it.
Totally, totally. So something that we saw in the last election, there was a ton of articles on this. There was like sort of this supposed gender divide between like young men were voting very conservative and young women were voting very liberal. Is that something that you've noticed? Is that something you feel at all when you've been out there campaigning or talking with people?
Yeah, I think there is certainly somewhat of a divide, at least between men and women. And I think that a little bit goes to social media. And I think that a lot of women are being told that the right is out to attack freedoms on them. And I like to advise that that's not the case. And I think Turning Point is providing the ability to show them we are not out to get anyone. We are out to provide freedoms for all and to provide an answer to all, not take away any freedoms. So I think that the more that the young people, especially young women, listen to the ideas that Turning Point is trying to offer to them, the more they'll be understanding that we are not out to get anyone. We are out to understand and to talk openly with everyone on both sides of the aisle.
Totally, totally. So something that I've heard from other people is that maybe there's a sense that one party is feeling like they're pushing a gender away or maybe not. Do you notice that at all? Do you feel like you're pushed away from Democrats, or do you think, I know you just spoke to some women feel like they're being pushed away from Republicans. Do you notice that at all?
I think to some degree, but nothing to an extent of a large degree. I think that in any sense that women are feeling they're pushed away from the conservative movement should be taken back a bit. I think that neither male or female are being pushed away from either side. I think they're open to both sides, and that they should have the ability to openly discuss both sides of the aisle to really understand and grasp what they believe and what they can pursue. So I think that your question really is, it has an idea of men are not being pushed away from Democrats and women are not being pushed away from Republicans. It's just simply different values in men and women, I think.
That's fair. So going back, you were talking a little bit about social media and sort of its effect on our generation. Obviously, like, we've been on social media since I've been social media since I was like 10, right? Mm-hmm. What effect do you think that's had on the conservative movement for young people? Do you think that's brought more people in? Do you think that's maybe radicalized people to different sides? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that the social media line is something we have to be very careful with, because I think social media is very good in some senses of the fact that you can spread what you believe and what you preach and what you understand and what you want people to perceive you as. But I think there's also another side to that of radicalizing the idea of hatred. And I think that so much hatred has been passed around on social media lately. It's gotten to an extent that is out of control and it needs to come back. And if we can get it back to how it was, where it was just simple, common discussion and debate, I think that's a super healthy way to use social media. But the hatred throughout any apps or any media of any kind is not acceptable and should be reprimanded and understood.
Totally, totally. And, you know, going into this debate point that you brought up, obviously that's a very important part of Turning Point. That's, you guys use social media to kind of build this platform, right? With I'm just wondering, so when you're out tabling, what are those conversations like? What's it like being part of those, you know, conversations that you're having with students who maybe are feeling coming up to you antagonistic, or maybe they're curious? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, so the first thing that I always think of when I'm tabling or with I'm talking to individuals from the right or the left is I understand where they're coming from. I try to understand their story and where their values come into play, because values are such an important part of where we believe things and where we fall on the aisle, that you have to understand that before talking to someone, before trying to convince them that this is what or this isn't. So I think that the more you can understand the story, the more you can discuss. There's plenty of times that people have come up and simply not known and simply just had a question and wanted an answer. And I'm absolutely happy to talk to those people, absolutely happy to have a discussion with them and understand where they're coming from, where I'm coming from, and if we can meet in the middle. There's also other people who know exactly where they are and they don't have any reason to move. They don't have any reason to come to a compromise. They have no reason. They believe that they have all the answers, and they come with a lot of hatred. They come with a lot of demise, a lot of anger. And I feel some of those people, it is out of spite of us. I do feel that is true, but I also feel it's a displacement of their own anger of themselves. And I think that's, I hope one day we can go back to the idea of open-mindedness to either side. And so that you can go, either side can go out and discuss openly about what is the truth and how we can get to it and how we can come to an agreement on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, something else that I've been hearing from the other people I've interviewed, right? When we look at like the current Republican candidate, we don't know the Democratic candidate for governor yet, but he's 68. The Democratic candidate right now, it seems like they're going to be younger. We've had a couple presidents that are older. We've had like 6 Congress people die in office just this term, right? It feels like it's a boomer's world. We're just kind of living in it. How do you navigate that sense that like maybe that the young person vote or just young people in politics, just we just don't really have a place? Do you have that feeling at all?
That's a great question, but I think the youth vote is such an important vote, and it absolutely showed on the last election with such the right swing in youth vote. I think more than ever, the youth vote is becoming more and more important. And I think that young people who don't think they have a voice or don't think they're being heard, I'd ask you to reconsider, because you are important and you really are the future of where this country is going. Your vote matters, and absolutely no matter what you think, it will impact the future.
Yeah, yeah. And going back to that last election, obviously there was a swing right for young voters. They still voted liberal, but it was noticeable, right? Do you think that's part of a pattern? Like we're going to see young people become more, I guess, politically diverse? Or do you think that was just like a one-off because of the economic situations? Where's your head on that?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I think that only time will tell. As I've come to believe on campuses, and the more I've talked to individuals, is that they're coming to believe that they want more of a middle ground. They want to stop being so far left and so far right. They want to find a compromise in the middle. And I think that the more the right comes to compromise with them and the left seems to fall more and more left, that young voters will become more purple and even maybe more red. And I think that's something interesting to see, depending on how the parties react to that and how they will be in, you know, 5 to 10 years and in 3 elections or 4 elections. And I guess, again, time will just have to tell.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, that goes into my next question. So there's been a rise in young voters identifying as independents. Do you think that young voters are being pushed away from the parties? Do you think they're unsatisfied with the current state of politics?
It's a really good question. I think that the purple, like the independence, obviously is dramatic and is important to understand and to value it. But I think that it's not a dissatisfaction per se. It's more of a uncertainty. And they have a lot on social media. Young people are on social media more than any other generation. and they are the ones who really take in the most information. And so when you're taking in all this information from the right and taking all this information from the left, it's hard to decompose all of it and to understand what it really offers and what it really is about. And I think the more they understand and the more information that they get, we'll see more right and left and less purple. But it's tough to know if there really will be a new independent middle ground for the young vote.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, obviously your organization was started by Charlie Kirk. I would assume you're a viewer of his. Do you have any thoughts on, like, his impact about how he's influenced your political ideology at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I think his stance was more of a discussion, not debate. He never had any hatred for anyone, no matter what the media would say about him. He wanted to have open discussion and debate with everyone. And I think that that really has changed my perspective on how politics should be run. Before him, I always thought politics as a debate, a right and a wrong, and there must be some debate in the middle. Now I've come to believe there's discussion. There's discussion to find a truth. There's discussion to find, okay, you believe this, I believe this. Let's find somewhere we can meet and find our truth. What is the truth? And I think that that has really helped me understand what politics really is about and what to understand moving forward.
Yeah, and obviously, that was a very good answer, by the way. But, you know, do you think you could, what have you heard from people who maybe aren't fans of Charlie Kirk? What has their impact been on them? Do you think he's been able to change minds? Do you think he's had a sway on the Gen Z vote? What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I have plenty of people I run into on a daily. I have family members who really did not like Charlie Kirk. And I understand the divide with Charlie Kirk and his ideologies. But I encourage everyone who dislikes him to really just go out and watch what he had to speak for and watch what he had to say. Listen to him and understand what he stood for and what he truly believed in. Because when you find out what he truly believed in and the open discussion and the political discussion between both sides, you'll come to believe that he actually wanted more of a compromise, not a pushing away of those who were not in line with him. And I think that's a really, really key point if we want to come to an agreement in the future.
Totally, totally. And could you just, and you went into it a little bit, but can you go into a little bit more about why you think the youth vote matters and why you are, you know, out there tabling when you do table?
Yeah. Well, the cliche way, obviously, is the youth is the future. Obviously, the youth people are going to be here longer than the older, the boomers, the older generations that won't be here as long. We have the say into what the future will look like. So it's so critically important right now to get to those young people and to outstretch our beliefs to them, to have the open discussion, to have the open debate with them, and understand where they come from and where we come from and how we can meet together to move forward for the society and the generation that we want to have.
Totally. And we blew through these questions. last question for you. You can take your time to think about this. If you had one message that you would like to give to politicians, what do you think they need to hear from young voters?
I'm just going to take a moment just to think about that question. Thank you. If I had one thing I would say to politicians, it would be try not to be so far left and so far right and to find the middle so that we can come together as a country and be stronger. Being far right and being far left is okay, but it's not going to get us anywhere in the end of the day. I hope one day we can come together and form the country that we desire.
All right, well said. Anything else that you think you would like to have covered that you think I need to know?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Well, Zach, very nice meeting you. Shaw, very nice meeting you today as well. You'll let me know when you guys are tabling again and we can come film B-roll, right?
Yes, I'll let you know. It should be, when do you need it by?
Probably the first week of school is when, or second week of school. I know that's probably when you guys are tabling. That would be ideal for us, I think.
Yeah, I can be in touch with you with our schedule. I have to have a meeting with our team coming up, so I'll let you know.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And thank you guys so much for coming today. It was lovely talking with you both.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Take care, guys. And Elijah, one last thing. So when this package does come out, do you mind sending this to us just so we
absolutely know it aired? Absolutely.
Yeah, cool. Okay, well, thanks so much, everyone. Talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, Zach. I'm going to end this meeting now, unless there's another reason I shouldn't. I'm going to take your silence as a yes. Farewell.